like I was saying, Valerie Parker, who was a victim of domestic violence for a long time, got to the point where she decided that what could happen to her presently was more fearful, more intimidating, more threatening than what could happen to her in the future when she'd be out there trying to fend for her children and herself without the assistance of her husband and his income. She feared her present more than she feared her future. Well, one of the things that Susan Seldon mentioned when she and I spoke last week is that when it comes to human trafficking, it's all about force. It's all about pushing people, forcing people into the sex industry against their will. Can you imagine the emotional devastation, the mental devastation? All that along with the physical devastation that these people are going through. The impact of human trafficking that takes place April 20th from 8:30 or 9 a.m. till about 4:30 p.m. And you can register by going to Eventbrite. That's Eventbrite. All one word. Eventbrite.com. Or you can go to Cumbie Center. That's C-U-M as in Mary, B as in Bobby, E-E, Center, all one word, CumbieCenter.org to register for the conference. And again, it'll be held at the North Augusta Municipal Building. Great building in a very, very nice area. I'm really looking forward to the completion of Riverside Village. It's going to be gorgeous out there. All right, so that said, let's take a look at something that I'm excited about. As a lot of you know, I really enjoy encouraging the celebration of diversity. And so I like, among other things, highlighting some of the successes, achievements, accomplishments by various groups. And sometimes that grouping includes celebrating specific genders, sometimes age groups, you name it. We're going to focus this Power Friday on Black businesswomen and their success. And I tell you, I was reading something in Black Enterprise that caught my attention. I want to ask you this. Now, really put your thinking caps on. You're going to really, really need, I think that most of us are going to really need to put our thinking caps on. I know I did. I really needed to put my thinking cap on. I still wouldn't have gotten this right. Okay, so here we go. Here's your question. Here's your pop quiz question. When it comes to Black businesswomen, who would you say is the first to own a billion-dollar company? All right, you got me now? Okay, again, here's your question now. Of all the Black businesswomen, I mean, go back as far as you want to. You want to go back to the 1800s, you name it. 1900, doesn't matter. Go back as far as you want to. I want to ask you, who would be the first Black woman, first Black businesswoman to own a billion-dollar company? Okay, I'm timing you. How you doing? If nothing else, give me your top two choices. Top two choices. First billion-dollar company owned by a Black woman. Okay. What'd you come up with? What'd you come up with, ladies and gentlemen? Now I'm going to tell you. I really don't know this. I don't understand this. I've looked in several places to get the answer to that question. And what I'm a little confused, but this is what they've been saying. How many of you said Oprah Winfrey? Okay, so here we go. First black businesswoman to own a billion-dollar business. We know that Oprah Winfrey is a billionaire herself, right? Is she there yet? What about her business/business empire? And again, remember now, the question is, who was the first black businesswoman to own a billion-dollar company? Let's explore that. Just a few.